ये कैसा दिन आएगा जिस दिन से कोई भी नहीं बच सकता। सबसे ज्यादा जब से दुनिया कायम हुई है दुश्वार मुश्किल तीन दिन होगा जिसको योम हश्र कहा जाता है। ये ऐसा दिन होगा जिस पर मुख्तलिफ अहादीस हैं डिस्क्राइब किया जिसमें मस्तूनी एक मैदान बन जाएगी, लोग अपने कब्रों से निकल आएंगे, उस मैदान में अल्लाह सुभान तआला जमा फरमाएगा सबको। That must happen. They will come. And all the people will come out from their graves and gather in one plan. That's called the Yawm al-Hashr. Day of judgment will be there. Hottest day, the sun will be very close. This earth will be changed into copper. Darkness, can't imagine it, what type of darkness is there. Darkness, hot. And no one knows how long you stay there. And this will happen with me and with you very soon. Very soon. Souls, on these conditions, and this will be happening there. Allah shows the unseen there to all Hashr peoples on that time. Allah inna awliya Allah la khawfun wa lahum yahzanun. There were in the dunya some peoples who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be different from theirs. Their hashr, their result will be quite different from that place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this Quran Hakim, لا خوف ولا هم يحزنون. There will be no fear on their faces in their heart. They're not scared with anything. Think about it. Who are that peoples will be there in this condition, the Akhira? The Prophet said in the Hadith, this will be happening over there. Me and you will be there. I can't imagine the condition of that time. I can't imagine. So those people who are sitting on the stages, decorated stages with the marble, beautiful stones there. On such a place there the stages will be set. Everybody in the Hashir can look at him with shining face, shining as the fourth night moon. Their faces will be like that. So everybody will be surprised to see this. The different things were there. You ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, who they are people on this? Are they Anbiya? Are they Aliya? Are they Stikin? Who they are? What have they did in the dunya? Because that is the result coming out on that time, what we have did in the dunya. how it is in this dunya, what was her condition passing this life in this dunya. The result will come out over there, and we see with our own eyes there. So at that time, nothing we accept aggressions which we lose here. I will not achieve this position there. But it's the time. That's why the hadith inviting the peoples. Wake the peoples after hearing and reading these hadiths from sensible peoples, Akalman peoples, will change their life. One hadith is enough. One ayat is enough. Even if I say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, don't need after that any Quran this, after this ayat. First means Alhamdulillah, it means Zikrullah. Hamd of Allah. First means Rabb, Rabb means Tawakkal on Him. They always be person. Sleep down in this dunya, don't have the vocal. Where will we all eat? We are going to my province. And always worry all the whole life about this thing, and he sacrificed everything for that. In this worry. Am I right? Everyone is, look, word to words. Dishonesty, haramkari, sood, badmashi, jhoot, fraud, everything is due to all these things. How can I survive in this dunya? How can we become the rich person? How can we become comfortable in this dunya? To achieve the comfortable in this dunya, we do everything. Surah says, after zikrullah, Rab means, be confident on me. I create you. I am the responsible for your everything. I will give you. Why you worry about it? But Muslims don't have the confidence of that. So this ayah says, if you pass this life and this dunya with zikrullah, alhamd, with the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with tawakkal on Allah, then you'll find to your Rabb, your Malik, your Creator, Rahman and Rahim. Food with blessings. Food with mercy. On every stage in this dunya. And also you feel comfortable, so over there you come back to me. Who are the people? These are the people when seeing on there in Hashr plains, Hashr Madan, with a shining face like moons, sitting on the stages on that time, and all gathering in the different place. Do seen over there. So then ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala people. Who they are peoples? Very simple answer for that. These are the very Akalaman, all the above peoples who live in this dunya. They did nothing much. They understand the first ayat of Quran. Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
Say again, all again.
Subhanallah.
They understand the meaning of that. The words mean Alhamd. Understand the starting of this Quran is a big book for us. Big guidance of us. Starting with this, with the zikrullah. So nothing is important than zikrullah then. Wasting of life. Absolutely wasting of life without zikrullah. Living like a janwar, animals, if you live without the zikrullah. Everything is the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say it? How can the people live? 80 years, 70 years, 40 years without zikrullah. If put the zikr, then automatically you get the tawakkal on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A true zakir, never be disturbed about this thing. Where should I eat? Where should I get things? This? He never worry about it. So these are the peoples. On that time you are saying, because they understand how to pass the life in the dunya. They spend their life in the dunya with the zikrullah. Alhamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How were the actions? SubhanAllah, now it's the hadith. These are the peoples who get this reward in the Akhirah. They didn't much in there, but only things they catch it. They used to gather on one place, mosque or anywhere, in a jamaat shape. And when they gather there, SubhanAllah. When they gather there, they don't do anything else than zikrullah.
SubhanAllah.
So this is a gathering.
SubhanAllah.
In Ramadan. This activities.
SubhanAllah.
You are gathered here. It's best time of the day.
SubhanAllah.
Best time of the day is between the Asr and Maghrib.
SubhanAllah.
You left everything, job, things, sacrifice, everything, and you sit down here. If you did that, I'm sorry, most of them not. But they will see the Hashar on the Akhir. What they are gathering. They are gathering not money, standing in the shops and things. They are gathering fire in their pockets of Akhir, of this Hashar. So these are the people of that time who do this deed here in this dunya, gather for zikrullah. Gathering in a mosque and leaving everything. Definitely we have to sacrifice for things for this gathering. Of course. Drought in it. That's the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either you are on dunya or you are on the akhirah on that time. That's your choice. What you sacrifice for that? Whole year say, Ramzan. Oh my dear, Ramzan comes. When Ramzan comes, what you do then? What you do then? Nothing. Only Tarabi. The only the people who celebrate Ramzan is the people who do the zikr Allah.
SubhanAllah.
Do the zikr Allah.
SubhanAllah.
It's asked from Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Because he's a big Sahabi. Big Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asked from him that, what is the greatest deed? Hazrat Uthman said, because you are, definitely you heard and you know, because you are very close to Allah, to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you please tell us which is the greatest deed? So I do that deed. He said, do you read the Quran? He said, yes. He's doing a fine this ayat. La zikrullahi akbar.
SubhanAllah.
Who's saying the Sahabi?
SubhanAllah.
Which Sahabi? It's the closest Sahabi of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
SubhanAllah.
Family Sahabi.
SubhanAllah.
They can say a lot of deed about it. The Usman, who is the MashaAllah, best reader of our Quran, when he died, he died on the Quran. His blood was there. He used to love so much the Quran. So what he find from the Quran? Which ayat he like? Which ayat he select from the whole Quran in the whole life? Was zikrullah akbar.
SubhanAllah.
He find this ayat from whole life reading of the Quran. Usman Ghani. ठीक है ना बोलती है
बाद
समझ आ रही है मेरी आपको हाथ खड़ा करें फिर नाइस माशाल्लाह सो जिक्र इज अ ग्रेट द बेस्ट पर्सन द बेस्ट कीपिंग रोजा इज द दोज हु डू द जिक्र लाइन कसर सो दिस मजालिस माशाल्लाह सेलिब्रेटेड And we gather here with the blessing of Allah. Nobody can do that. The blessing of Allah Ta'ala and the barakat of my Shaykh,
mashallah.
We must be thankful for Ali Murtaza, Qussaha. By his name, mashallah, we are gathered here. Allah anna waliya Allah, la khawfun wa laham shahzanun. If you meet a wali, you become the wali. Yeah. You can believe in any stage you are wali on that time, Allah says. The company wali makes you become wali. Yeah. Who the wali? Allah only Allah, Allah khawfun wa laham yahzanun. Who they are peoples? These are the people who don't have the khauf and gham on that time. Those who are sitting on the stages with a shining face. These are the peoples. Zakareen. This ayah's translation comes to in this point. The Zakareen are the peoples who are the la khaufun wa lahum yahzanun. Zikrullah great dost. That's only the reason, because we know namaz, we know Quran, we know hadith, we have read the alim, we are everything. Why we do the shaykh then? For what we go to the shaykh? Only for this reason. Because he know one thing which keeps the close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the method of zikrullah. Not want to learn from this thing. Imam Muhammad was a big sheikh, mashallah. Big scholar, Imam Muhammad. Do you know everybody about him? He used to sit down on that. Sometime there was a wali, Bashar Hafi, faqir, in his khanqah. You know, faqir, khanqah peoples. They used to gather there and sit down there doing the zikrullah. He used to sit down there. He was a very, very big scholar of the time. And people ask him, Hazrat, what's the reason? You go there and sit down in the company of this person. He is not a scholar like you, he is a big scholar. He gave the reply for that. Subhanallah. میں تو جانتا ہوں اللہ کو لیکن مجھ سے زیادہ یہ جانتا ہے. میں تو پڑھ کے جانا ہوں, یہ اپنے عرفان سے اللہ کو جانا ہے. That's why I come to sit down in this company. These people are different. The company of these people make you a perfect person.
Subhanallah.
So that's the result in Akhira, to sitting with these people and doing the zikrullah. No doubt you don't have in the dunya. The people laugh at you. Oh, you are a big alim, you are going there. You are a big scholar, you are going there. What's happening? He's not educated. He doesn't know anything about the fiqh of these things. Why are you doing going there? So big alim, you are a big khatib. You done this degree, this degree, this hadith, this hadith. But this is the answer which Imam Ahmad gives to the
Subhanallah. We're
not going learning any hadiths and things there. We're just learning the way and tariqa, how to become the close to Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala.
If everybody have this intention, inshallah, won't be empty in the akhirah.
Subhanallah.
Do you have this intention?
Sure.
Everybody? Close the hand up. Yeah, I'm making the witnesses for akhirah. Jazakallah. Jazakallah. So just come some thoughts in my mind and just say to you about it. The zikr, during the zikr. Zikr bahut badi cheez hai, khaas taur pe ramzan mein jo hai na, isko zaya na kare. Qurbani is dene ke baad hi kuch milta hai. Band kare dukane, band kare is time pe jo Allah ne khol diye dukan ek.
Apni
rehmat ki, apni fazl ki, apni nemat ki. یاو رزق بھی یہاں سے ملے گا, صحت بھی یہاں سے ملے گی, سکون بھی یہاں سے ملے گا, بیماری بھی یہاں سے ختم ہوگی, جنت بھی یہاں سے ملے گی. Only for 30 days. Only for 30 days. Allah says, I can put you in test for whole life. He can put you for life in this test. But he says, just my mercy. I give only 30 days for that to sacrifice this dunya and get this thing. Another 30 days. 6 days gone. Leave, close your time of zikr. Don't do anything worldly. Close it. Leave it like your enemy. Come from there. Go, go, go. So open the door, Jannat open, go there. Fafirullah, Fafirullah, Bhangu Allah ki taraf. Time ho gaya, sark time ho gaya, zikr ho raha ho, zikr ho raha ho, Bhangu. Chalte hain, taqwa mein chalte hain, zikr ho raha hai, zikr ho raha hai. But the beautiful feelings in Ramzan if somebody have like that. This place from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chale, ab zikr karein Allah ka maashallah thoda sa. Jar zikr karte hain. Durushi padh rahe hain.